Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we want to invite you to our new online community for job hunters. It's a Brian Lehrer Show Facebook group called Help Wanted. Follow the stories of our five job-seeking bloggers, Naomi, Allison, Mary Lee, Lauren, and Jim. Share your career-building tips or start your own new discussion thread. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for Help Wanted. And we will continue our Help Wanted series on the air now with a look at one of the fastest-growing job sectors in the United States today, and that is nursing. How do you become a nurse, and what's it really like to be one? With me now is Andrea Santiago, a health careers guide for About.com. Andrea, thanks so much for coming on and doing this with us. Hi.
Hi, Brian. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
And listeners, we want your calls if you are or have ever been or are considering becoming a nurse. For those of you nurses listening, is it a class lifter profession for you? Is it a way out of poverty? Has it been for anybody in your family? Older or retired nurses, would you recommend the field for younger listeners? What does a young nurse need to know if they're just starting out or choosing one nursing track or another? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for nurses or anyone considering nursing for yourself or a loved one. Andrea, employment of registered nurses is expected to grow 22% in the current decade, according to the New York State Labor Department. That's a 2008 to 2018 prediction. But 22% growth in a job category, that's much, much faster than almost any other career. Are we in boom times for nurses?
Yes, Brian, that is correct. There is a lot of growth for the nursing field. A lot of that is due to the aging population, and it is causing a great deal of growth. And with the recession, we have had a little bit of a blip of a slowdown. The shortage is not as drastic as it was in the past couple of years. I did a little research on your area yesterday and found some articles online on Cranes, New York, and they were talking to someone at Montefiore and said that their numbers had gone down in terms of vacancies from about 200 vacancies a couple of years ago to about 80 to 90 vacancies this past year for 2009. So it is slowed a little bit, but they think that's just a blip, and once the economy turns around, that growth is going to shoot back up. So,
and there are different kinds of nursing jobs. The Labor Department list includes general medical and surgical hospital nursing, doctor's office nurses, home health care nurses, nursing care home nurses, and employment services nurses. I think they're all self-explanatory except that last one. Do you know what employment services nurses are?
I believe that they're referring to like travel nurses who would be employed by an agency, and they would be sent out to different hospitals. So they usually do about an assignment of 13 weeks at a time. They can vary in length. But basically, you just are a contractor for that firm, and they send you out on different assignments all over the country. So you can just, it's obviously you have to be pretty flexible to do that. But a lot of nurses love it because they don't get burnt out because they're doing something different, working with different people in different parts of the country, and get to see a lot of different areas. So I believe that's what they're referring to there.
Our board is full of people who are nurses, have been nurses. We'll see if some of those callers are people thinking about nursing. But Nurse Tara in Belrose, you're on WNYC. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
What are you thinking about?
I've been a nurse for about 19 years, and I would say I still love the profession. I love it that there's just so many different opportunities. But the only thing that I would say to the younger people, the people that are starting to consider nursing, is your heart really needs to be in it. If you were ever a patient somewhere, we've gotten a lot of comments from patients about how they never realized what nurses have to do. It just can be such a tough job. And if your heart is not into it, I would say it is not the job for you. It's not something to lift you out of whatever situation you're in, because there's money in the field. A lot of people now think that, you know, there's more money in that profession, and they're going into it. You cannot do it for the money. You have to be into it,
because it can be so difficult and so challenging. So you said you've done different kinds of nursing. You want to give us a little sense of what you've done and maybe what you've liked the best?
I've done general medical surgical nursing. I've done critical care nursing. I've been in management. I would say, you know, to start out very basic in the medical surgical was definitely one of the best decisions I made. It gave me a very good background, you know, into different types of scenes. And I always look back onto those days, and I still treasure certain moments from, you know, my younger years on patients I took care of and how, you know, how thankful they were. And at the time, I didn't even appreciate it myself.
Tara,
but now I look back and I really can appreciate.
Thanks for your call and thanks for your service.
Thank you.
And our guest is Andrea Santiago, Health Careers Guide for About.com, as we talk about nursing. And by the way, some of the nurses listening, some of you calling in, perhaps you want to go to our Help Wanted page and post some advice to aspiring nurses out there online as well. We have this community for job seekers on a Facebook fan page. So go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehr Show. Anybody who's an aspiring nurse may also want to join the conversation there. It'll be going long after this radio show ends. WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehr Show for our Help Wanted Facebook group. Andrea, the Labor Department statistics that I saw has nursing jobs pay ranging from the high 50s to the high 60s, even though I imagine that some jobs are much harder than others. So I'm curious if you think that's the right pay range, although I imagine people might start lower than that range and end higher than that range. Who tends to become nursing home nurses, say, as opposed to employment services nurses? And is there a big differential in pay in the type of nursing?
That's a great question. I think the differential in pay really comes more so with the certifications and the level of education than with the environment. There is a little bit of fluctuation based on where you work, but most of it's going to depend on your certification. And the salary that you quoted is for RNs, registered nurses, primarily, and that's the most common, you know, or largest pool of nurses. I think there's about 2.5 million registered nurses nationwide, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And there is a even more entry-level nurse role that you could have, which is an LVN or LPN, which stands for licensed vocational nurse or licensed practical nurse. And they don't require as much education as an RN. You can get a certification with a diploma program. It can be 1 to 2 years, depending on the program and if it's accelerated or not. And that range is in the, you know, high $30,000 range for salary. And then there, in addition to the RN, if you wanted to go to a higher level career, you could go for additional education with a master's degree, and the master's level or advanced practice nursing can earn, you know, more in that $70,000 to $90,000 range. And then even above that, you've got your mid-level providers, which would be your nurse practitioners, and your CRNAs, which are your nurse anesthetists who work in the operating rooms administering anesthesia to patients during surgery. And those are the highest paid level of nurses, and their average pay is up in the mid, right around 148.
Hmm. What do those master's degree level nurses do?
It can be a variety of things. One, you know, a lot of times they might specialize in a certain type of nursing, like a CNS, which is a clinical nurse specialist. They're involved in patient outreach and education in addition to, you know, the day-to-day bedside nursing. You know, they may be in management roles, like your caller had mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different, I mean, there's just so many different kinds of nursing roles and levels and ways to break them down that it's just, it can be overwhelming. And I think your caller also had a great point that if your heart's not in it, if you're getting into it just because it's recession-proof or just because, you know, you got laid off or you're just, you know, trying to look for something out of you know, a dire need, I think that was great advice. I hear that all the time, that there is a great deal of burnout in the field, and you really have to be passionate about helping other people, caring for people, you know, dealing with a lot of stress and very sick patients sometimes, and it's not an easy field from what I hear. I'm not a nurse myself, but mm-hmm. I do, you know, have recruited them, so I've, you know, talked to quite a few in my years of experience. So,
Laura in Norwalk, you're on WNYC. Hi, Laura.
Hi. I'm in my early 50s, and I'm re-entering the workforce, mother of two. Just gone through a hospice experience with my own mother, and all the nurses really encouraged me to consider going into the field of nursing. I do hear what the initial caller said about if your heart's not into it. What if your heart's into it, but you're not really strong in sciences? like if you have a bachelor's in another field, and how does that, what would you suggest as a route to take?
That's a great question. And Andrea, what about her age, first of all? If somebody, you said you're in your 50s, right?
I am.
If somebody's in their 50s, can they then train to become a nurse? You know, some of these hurdles are not too high if it's just a year or two of training, or even somebody might want to go back for a full bachelor's degree. But will the schools even accept them, and will they get hired, Andrea?
I believe that they will, because of the need that we talked about earlier. I have not really experienced anyone having, a lot of difficulty with that. Occasionally I'll get an email from a reader. I got one the other day from someone who is just over 60, and he's in a very depressed part of the country. He's in outside of Detroit, and so he was having quite a bit of trouble, but I think that was more of an isolated case. Most of the things that I'm hearing are very positive for all ages. Also, I was reading online that nurses are actually staying in the field longer. It used to be that the average length of a nursing career was 17 years, and now they're starting to stay in the field longer, so I think that's encouraging as well, because, due to the economic situation, people are needing to stay in the field and continue to earn money. Their retirement's not there for them, so I really think that's not going to be an issue at all for you.
And Laura, maybe Marilyn in Manhasset has a useful answer for you, too, because she teaches nursing, I believe, at Adelphi. Marilyn, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, good morning. Yes, we do take older students, and there is tremendous opportunity, particularly in the field of gerontology, education. We need nurses who go into occupational and community health. So, I have many of my students are older.
Mm-hmm. And would she need a previous...
To answer something that you mentioned before,
and I'll
they
let
really
you get
need
into...
to be strong in science. That is pretty much a predictor for how well a student will do.
Really?
We never look at age. Age should not be an issue.
Strong in science. And that's, it's funny because, you might not think the people who are strong in science are necessarily going to be the ones who are really strong in interpersonal care. Not that it precludes it, but is there one or the other of those things that are more important?
Well, no, we certainly need people who are good and to have good interpersonal skills as well. But nursing has become much more technical. Bedside nurses need to have good, strong skills in pharmacology. They need to, know about blood science, et cetera, when they look at charts. It's not just the comfort giver. That would be at a lower level, particularly for baccalaureate-prepared nurses.
Thank you very much. And here is a newly graduated nursing student, or I guess a newly minted nurse, Aaron in Hudson. Hi, Aaron.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Passaic County Community College.
Uh-huh. And what kind of nurse are you?
I'm an RN with an associate's degree. And it's very difficult to find work. So many places expect you to have a bachelor's degree. It's just an extra year of school, but, the places in New York expect that now.
So you're having trouble finding work for that reason?
Yeah, before I became a nurse, they always tell you about how easy it is to find work. And now, because there's so many places that nurses that aren't retiring, and so many places have closed, so it's just difficult to find work.
Andrea, any advice for Aaron?
I would say just to hang in there. Like I said, there is that little blip that's been caused by the recession, and most of the experts are predicting that should be turning around very soon. So hopefully, with that, those positions may open up for you. I don't know. And then the only other thing is, I don't know if you want to go back to school and get that extra year and get your bachelor's, or
sure.
I don't know if that's an option for you, but obviously that's going to open up a lot more opportunities for you too. And I do get that question a lot about should I do the associates or the bachelor's, and I always do recommend the bachelor's because, like you said, it's just one more year, and it is just going to open up so many more opportunities. And it does seem like most employers are phasing out those diploma or associate degree positions. They really, like you said, prefer the bachelor.
Aaron,
degree.
I'm just curious, in your nursing classes, what percentage of the students were male?
Actually, my school was about 50%. It was close to, 40 to 50% of the graduates. When school starts, it's a lot more, it's a lot higher women. But, we have because it's a community school, there's a lot of people coming from other fields, going back to school. And even some people, like the other lady that said she was in her 50s. We had one lady that was closing in on her 60s. And, she finished with us as well.
So do you think there's any stigma remaining for being a male nurse? Do your buddies gang up on you, oh, Aaron, you're a nurse?
I mean, maybe from my old neighborhood, but not really. There's so many guys there. You find that, you get a lot of respect, even being a male nurse, even though, maybe Hollywood doesn't represent us very well.
Aaron, thanks a lot. Good luck out there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And my guest, Andrew Santiago, Health Careers Guide for About.com, as we talk about nursing as a career, part of our Help Wanted series. And we invite you all to join or look in on our Help Wanted Facebook community for job seekers. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Andrea, historically, an older generation of nurses went to nursing school, not college, as a vocational school path to the middle class. A friend of mine says half her mom's friends are Irish-American nurses who grew up poor in the 1950s, went to nursing school and became middle class, and then bought houses on Long Island. So is the era of nursing providing that kind of path to the middle class for first-generation folks gone?
Well, I would say that there are just so many opportunities for, women. I know back in that day, it was a very prevalent for women to be in the nursing field. There weren't a lot of men at that time, and I think that was, back then it was really nursing or teaching were kind of the only fields that women would really go into on a regular basis. So, there may be a little bit of that, but we're so much more diverse now as a country, and there's so many more opportunities for women and for men. And I just think that, it should be more about what's your passion and what do you want to do? Do you really want to make a difference in people's lives? And, do you get that intrinsic reward from helping other people? And it's more about that than, a ticket out of a certain neighborhood or a certain, class or whatnot. But that's just my personal observation.
Elaine in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling, Elaine.
Hi, I'm a nurse educator. I teach in both an associate and a baccalaureate program. And again, I agree with, your guest that you need to have a passion for nursing. And we need people who are bright as well as caring. I mean, nursing is caring seems to be the motto that you hear, but caring is not enough. We need people who are intelligent. We need people who are good in the sciences, who have good technical skills, because as she pointed out, nursing is becoming more technical. We have all age groups at my school, all ethnicities, all genders. I mean, all genders, we have all, whatever.
Hey, but it's, you never know.
But it's a wonderful profession. I encourage people, if it is your passion, it will bring you many rewards. There are many, many areas in nursing to go into, whether it's home care, whether it's ICU, whether it's the operating room. However, people have to be prepared to work very hard, and we do lose at least one-third of our students in the first year. And
really?
People don't
because
realize
of the academic rigor, scientific rigor?
Yes, because of the academic rigor. People are not prepared for it. They come from other disciplines, and it was easy for them, and they get into nursing, and they're not prepared for the amount of time that the studying needs, and they just don't realize they can't have a full-time job.
And our previous caller, who was from one of those genders, seemed to indicate that more of the women students dropped out. Is that your experience?
We don't have as many men as he was saying in the program. I think proportionately it's pretty much even across the board. Although I will say that we are seeing more men come in, and we see a lot of retired New York City firemen who come too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is really interesting. And they tend to do very well. They tend to be very dedicated and really stick to the program.
Elaine.
I think the younger people sometimes drop out, believe it or not, more than the older people.
Elaine, thank you very much for your call. Very informative. And we thank Andrea Santiago for all her information, too. She's a health careers guide for About.com. Andrea, thank you very much. We could keep doing this, you know, for another hour easy, because there are so many people who want to talk about having been nurses or being interested in being a nurse. So I think this has been really useful information for a lot of folks. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
And listeners, continue on our Help Wanted Facebook group at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. You can get there from there.
You alone can quench this attack.